This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 11-2-2018. You are in the right place. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. You are listening to the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com is our website. I told you a couple days ago, I said at the end of the week, we're having a guest that you absolutely do not want to miss. Not kidding. Cody Snodgrass is on his new book, it's relatively new, Choosing the Light. His story, his insight is inspiring, to say the least. It is jaw-dropping in another way. We are so glad to have him on for the bulk of the show he's going to be on. There's a huge news story. I just had to bring my uncle, Kev, of course, the co-author of the book Forever 1776, with me to talk about a couple big stories that I think you should know about. You know Beto O'Rourke, you know, the Irish-Mexican there in Texas. I mean, I say it laughingly. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being Irish or Mexican, but he's Irish and whatever. You remember that story. And, you know, now we want to play it off like he owns a Mexican restaurant or something, Beto. Anyway, there is our videos out from Project Veritas. You know, the same guy who went and did the undercover abortion videos of what they were doing, the raising the money, you know, commoditizing, monetizing fetuses. I mean, just the sickness of it and what these people think of it. Well, he's at it again, and he has another video, this time of the Beto O'Rourke campaign. I brought my uncle on here to talk a little bit about it. Welcome to the show, Kev.
Thanks, Dan. It's great to be back again.
Yeah, what are we looking at here about this Irish-Mexican down there in Texas?
Well, it's big news. James O'Keefe, he's the owner, or he's...
Project Veritas.
Project Veritas. He's got undercover video of people that work for Beto saying that Beto's involved in smuggling helping the caravan all the way up and into America, and along with MasterCard. Supposedly, everybody in the caravan's got a MasterCard with a $1,000 debit card.
Ooh, this is big news. This is big. Supposedly, this has been going on for quite a long time.
Seven years. I think that's what I heard.
So since the beginning of the beginning of the Obama administration, or a couple years into the Obama administration.
They've been funneling people in and running them up the corridors into Michigan and Missouri.
Central parts of America.
Yeah, and central parts of America.
Okay, so and I assume they're registering them to vote. They're doing all that. They're taking campaign funds. So if you spent money campaign funding for Beto O'Rourke, this isn't like a reporter saying this. This is the video of his campaign, and these aren't just like low level volunteers.
No, they're
talking
not the
about
people out on the street work, and these are the people who send the people out on the street.
The campaign managers.
Right.
I think the cannabis campaign. Is there a video? Am I wrong about that? There was a video about the campaign manager actually was on video.
One
saying
of them. There's a bunch of.
Yeah,
bunch
right.
Of,
but
yeah,
one
right.
of the very heads of the campaign was saying this.
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay.
It's pretty frightening.
Okay, so as you watched it, what were your impressions?
First thing was, this guy's an idiot for saying that. how can you come up and tell anybody, that's right before an election, that your candidate is
bringing illegal immigrants
in?
Did they say talk about anything, the connection with the caravan, that they're directly involved with the caravan, or that
he said they're directly involved in helping the caravan, his campaign?
So it's just not an organic movement from the border where they're coming up here,
handed a few dollars out here and there or whatever. He said that they were intricately involved.
All right, now last time you were on, Trump was moving to the border, moving troops.
Oh, yeah,
this time.
And we couldn't figure out how he was going to stop them.
Right. So let's talk about
research
that.
On
Go
that
ahead.
Because it bothered me so much. How are they going to? So, first of all, you find out that he's going to have an executive order rechanging how you can what is it?
Asylum.
Yeah. You have to do it at the port of entries. No more can you cross the border and say, I want asylum.
Right. Hunchback of Notre Dame
exactly.
or something. Yeah.
So now you can only come in at the port of entries. Well, they're going to have razor wire there all across, so you can't get through. And from what I've heard, they're going to have those sonic machines there.
To stop them.
But
they're non-lethal.
But the only thing that I read up on them, they turn those things on, you turn around and run. There is no, you can't put
two ways
your
about
ear.
It, yeah.
There's no two ways about it. It won't hurt you unless they turn it up and then they can.
And then the military, this is actual military. This is not National Guard. This is not the reserve. This
right.
is the military, active duty military is going to be on the border. Executing this order, basically.
That is correct.
Tell me what you think. I mean, we're probably in agreement here. If the administration lets this 15, whatever it's going to balloon up to, 20,000 plus people maybe now, if they're going to let these 20,000 people basically storm our border and come through, then next there'll be 100,000.
Exactly. But Trump's got to, I don't know if he's going to let them through or what they're going to do. But he's got a plan for him, because no more is there going to be catch and release. They are preparing right now tent cities where they're going to keep these people who are going for
in
travel.
Mexico or
no,
in America.
In America.
I'd rather keep them in Mexico, because once they're in, then they get a claim.
He said they're not going to be able to leave. You know, they're there.
They're there until
they get their court date. So
they get there, yeah.
So that changes. It can't work. They're not going to be able to visit their family. They're stuck in that tent city.
Well, this story is huge news. It's not big news. It's huge news that this major Senate campaign in Texas, this fight between Ted Cruz, and, you know, not that we're a big fans of Ted Cruz or anything, but obviously Beto O'Rourke has got some heavy globalist ties behind him.
He raised over $100 million.
It's unbelievable.
Senate race.
This gets out. This is going to spread like wildfire. It's going to kill his campaign.
Yeah, it's going to kill his campaign.
Well, it should. He's subverting our border. Anyway, we're going to move on to Cody here in a minute. Any last thoughts that you have?
Yeah, I think if they reach the border and are not allowed through, they're going to have some, this is just my opinion. I have no insight to nothing. It's just my opinion. They're going to have guys in military, dressed like militaries, maybe shooting some people to make it look bad.
Almost like a reverse false flag.
Right, exactly.
Well,
or blowing some people up and blaming it on the military.
Certainly
or
would.
Something.
Okay,
like
your prediction next week. The election, are we having a blue wave or are we having a red wave?
Red wave. Unless the only way they can do it, in my opinion, is if all those computers flip. And I heard on Fox News that there is voter flipping in Texas.
Well, that's what we reported 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
We have confirmed.
Right.
Oh, again, ladies and gentlemen, very important. When you go to vote, especially if you are the electronic voting machines, we've already had reported, this is not speculation, reported, they went to vote, they put, like, all Republicans, so that's supposed to across the board. They go down and just look, and under the Senate race, these key national races, Ted Cruz's name was either not checked or Beto O'Rourke, the Irish Mexican's name, was checked. I mean, it's crazy. So you got to be aware of this, and it's crucially important when you go to vote. Please pay attention to make sure everything's checked.
Yeah.
Make it as hard as possible for voter fraud to perpetuate. Be aware and
vote.
And make your will expressed. We're so much past voting now at this point, but voting is certainly part of it. And, thank you, Kev, for bringing that to us.
Oh,
it's a very, very important story. We're going to get to Cody. We had a couple of minutes before the break. How can I introduce this guy? And I've been thinking about this. I've often talked, I use my in-laws a lot, as you know, to talk about different conspiracies or different things and how they perceive things and their responses. And one of the main responses I've received from them is, that can't be true. If that was true, somebody would have said something about it. Well, People say things all the time, like Cody Snodgrass. Also, you have to understand that when you're in the position like Cody is, when, you know, this isn't speculation. This isn't, you know, a reporter making a video and catching somebody off guard saying something. This is somebody right in the dead center middle of it, who was offered $1 million to blow up the OKC building, the Murrah building there. I've been to that in Oklahoma City. We're talking about somebody who understands the deep state, who was involved, who saw the machinations, who, as his book suggests, choosing the light, sees a different way for us and is now speaking out. And his story, his courage, you don't think this man has courage. You don't think this man is risking something you do not understand. And we'll talk a little bit about what's happened to his websites, whatever. I am so excited and so honored for you to hear this man's story. Cody Snodgrass, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, thanks, Daniel, and hello to everybody out there. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, let's just give a brief summary. Who is Cody Snodgrass? And then we'll go into a little bit of the background of your book.
Okay, how long we got before the break?
We got 2 minutes before the break.
Oh. Well, we have a 700-page book called Choosing the Light, Dark Secrets of the Oklahoma City Bombing. It took me 4 years to write it. I worked in Black Ops for a little over 20 years, was involved in the Murrah building bombing. That's the subject of the book. We're also involved in the assassination of Barry Sadler, the Special Forces Staff Sergeant, and also, we're with people that were at the Waco compound and, firsthand witnesses down there. Their story's never been told. But, I died twice in the hospital in an operation called Project Slammers, a CIA op. We can talk about that later. But when I did die in the hospital, I had like a spiritual epiphany and realized that my past ways of walking with the dark ones, I want to do something good. That's why I wrote the book, Choosing the Light. And those stories are all in there. I can go through a historical thing here after the break and kind of get everyone up to speed on stuff, and then we can answer any questions or whatever you need me to do here.
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds or so before the break. The music's about to start. Go ahead. Go ahead.
We always quote the 1982 Intelligence Identities Protection Act, the IIPA. That's U.S. Code Title 50, Sections 4. 21-426. And I'll get to that after the break here.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, put your seatbelts on, get you something to drink, relax, and get a notepad. You're about to hear an insider tell a horroring tale. You think you understand what goes on behind the scenes? You're about to know. This is what we're dealing with. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com. Choosing the Light is the book. Stay tuned.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
We're going to try to make these commercial breaks as uninterrupting as possible. Let's just go right back to Cody Snodgrass, our guest, author of Choosing the Light. Go ahead and continue with your history and the background of what we're discussing here today, Cody.
Yeah, thanks, Daniel. The 1982 Intelligence Identities Protection Act, we always quote that. We don't want to break any rules or laws or anything. That's U.S. Code Title 50, Section 421 and 426. It states the disclosure of U.S. government officers' identity is illegal only if it's done intentionally and with knowledge that the government is still actively maintaining a cover for such operative. And we always quote that in relation to CIA case officer John Kerouacou, who in January 2013, he got 30 months of federal prison. He inadvertently named an active agent in the CIA's RDI program. That's the rendition, detention, interrogation program down at Gitmo. So the people we talk about are either deceased or non-active. And so from there, my history began. You know, we began it back in 1974. I graduated from high school, and I scored in the top 1% in the SAT test, the Scholastic Aptitude Test going into college in physics. And so in 1975, the CIA came to recruit me, and I turned down recruitment with them at that time. And I began working with some Vietnam veterans, some of whom worked for the CIA in Vietnam. And then fast forward, I went through college. I graduated with a double bachelor of science degree in both mathematics and physics. Went to graduate school at Stephen F. Austin State University in Texas on my master of science degree there. And we got to fly the space shuttle simulator at NASA during that time. And then I worked for Chevron Geosciences and Amoco Production Company in Tulsa, Oklahoma, as a petroleum and research geophysicist. And it was during that time in the early 80s, from approximately 1982 to 85, that I was involved in the CIA's multiply nested operations over in the MENA, around MENA, Arkansas, with Bill and Hillary Clinton. And the book, we have a whole section on all that. But you fast forward through that, and then I was offered a job to bodyguard Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler. You know, 1965, he had the number one hit single in the U.S., Battle of the Green Beret. And that whole story's in there. It's never been told publicly. Fast forward into the 90s. In September of 1991, I died in what's called Project Slammer. There was it's a CI operation, but they have an above board, you know, white op, as we call it, vanilla op, and then they had a black op, which was an assassination program. And I died in that op twice. Then fast forward to 1994, I was offered the job by Harold Leonard in October 94 to bomb the Murrah building. That whole story's in there, which I turned down. And
why did you, Cody, let me interrupt there. We're talking about the OKC building, the bombing of 95. Why did you turn that down?
Patriotic grounds. We can tell the story, you know, after the break when we have time. But I did that on patriotic grounds. I wasn't going to do that against our people here. And I told them that they
just
went too far this time, you know, and I turned from an asset into a liability at that point.
Okay. Just continue on then. Sorry. We'll ask on the other side.
Yeah, we're just fast forward into 1997, 1999, Operation DEA ATF undercover Operation Stingray was conducted in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where I met in that op. I met would later be the nation's top cop, given his award by Vice President Al Gore and Attorney General Janet Reno. And in that op, I was later planted with evidence, false evidence. We're talking about CI operations in Arkansas and bombing of the Murrah building and pedophile rings and stuff involving the Bushes and the Clintons. And they put me in front of Judge Edward Nottingham after planting me with false evidence and lying to the grand jury and so forth to shut me up. And Nottingham was nominated by George Bush Sr., which was director, or DCI, Director of Central Intelligence, in the late 70s. And then our prosecutor was Thomas Strickland, which was directly appointed by Bill Clinton himself. And the whole story of the cover-up and the 10th Circuit Court, that's where they sent McVeigh for his trial, and all of that is in the book. It's a big story, but they finally let me out. We had tape experts that were CIA personnel that had coffee with three sitting presidents, and we had proof that the ATF. Well, we'll go to the break.
Yeah, on the other side, we'll continue the story. It's an amazing story, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get into some details. We're doing an overview right now. Cody Snodgrass, the book is Choosing the Light, and we'll tell you how you can get it on the other side. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is set to deliver remarks at a Make America Great Again rally, this one being held in West Virginia. Before leaving, the president spoke about immigration outside the White House.
We have one of the few systems where instead of telling people you can't come in, we take them in and we have to bring them through a court system. It is the most ridiculous system in the world. It's obsolete, but that's not the problem. The problem is it's a stupid system.
Former President Bill Clinton was once a guy who used to always be out on the campaign trail and could draw massive crowds and energize the Democratic base. But heading into next week's midterm elections, Democrats are saying thanks but no thanks to the former president. Although former President Barack Obama is out on the campaign trail today in Miami, Florida.
It might be the most important election of our lifetimes. Politicians will always say that, but this time, it's actually true.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're so happy to be with Cody, and the book Choosing the Light, he's kind of summarizing, about four decades worth of stuff, and then we're going to go back in. Just want to give you an overview of the person that we're dealing with here and the information that he's bringing. Cody, go ahead, continue on, my friend.
Yeah, when they had the undercover ATF DEA Operation Stingray in Colorado Springs, during that time, the Columbine High School shooting happened in Littleton, Colorado. That was April 20th, 1999. And a couple of days after that, I went over to ATF agent Butler's house, and we had a discussion. Bill Clinton had come into town, and Janet Reno, the Attorney General. And during that time, he asked me some questions. I didn't know we were on a 4-millimeter hidden camera. So I started talking about CIA ops and the Clintons and pedophile rings in Arkansas and cocaine, all the drugs coming in for the black ops down there that were ordered with the Nicaraguan Sandinistas and Contras thing, the Iran-Contra scandal. We were right in the middle of that thing. But anyway, so they planted me with fake evidence. CIA took the tapes. We had the Judge Nottingham, which was nominated by the CIA director. We found out later that every case in the Tenth Circuit that had anything to do with national security or CIA was all steered to him because they used DOJ Promise software to steer these sensitive cases. So their judge, you know, nominated by CIA director, could cover up stuff for him and make sure it never saw the light of day. They put me in supermax solitary confinement a few cells away from Tim McVeigh, and I had a perfect record, no traffic ticket, nothing, just perfect. The whole thing was a big cover-up, so we hired a tape expert, William Valentine, who had coffee with three sitting presidents, Reagan, Bush, and Clinton, in the White House. His job was to bug and debug the White House, and so we got absolute forensic proof that ATF and DEA, CIA all colluded, doctored tapes, planted evidence, so forth. We never were allowed to have a motions hearing in 4 years. Almost all of our hearings were all sealed. They kicked out the court transcribers, the U.S. Marshals. Everything was sealed. And so anyway, we, on July 24th, 2003, Judge Nottingham ordered a hearing, a motions hearing, where I could get all this evidence in the court. And Valentine told me, he said, you're going to take down the whole ATF, DEA office there in the Springs. It's going to be a nationwide scandal, and they're never going to let you do this. You know, they're never going to let you get this into court. So on July 7th, 2003, just a couple of weeks before this big hearing, I'm cleaning the windshield on my Crown Victoria LTD in a Walmart parking lot in Colorado Springs, and I never heard it or saw it. But I heard the motor racing and tire squealing, and a woman hit my car head-on in the parking lot and totaled it while I was leaned across the hood, and it almost killed me. So after I got out of the hospital, I was in an outpatient physical therapy thing, and then I left that on a cane. There was a Colorado Springs police cruiser sitting there idling by the street. Well, it jumped the curb, sparks flying. And they charged me. I thought it was going to crush me again. And inside the car was the nation's top cop, ATF agent Blake L. Butler, dressed in a Colorado Springs police uniform. He shook his finger at me, you know, like, try to get this stuff into court. And so I drove home that night, that afternoon, and I stopped and threw up. I was in pretty bad shape. And my wife and young son were in here in the house watching a movie, and a car pulls up out in my front yard, and I went out there. And in it was Harold Leonard, the guy that offered me the job to bomb the Murrow Building. And he told me, he said, you know, if you ever try to get this stuff into court, we've got orders to murder you. And he pointed up at the house, kill your wife and kid. And so I'd had enough after all this because the deck stacked. You can't. I had to wait 22 years to tell the story I'm telling you now. But anyway, we called Greg Goldberg. My attorney was Harvey Steinberg. He was the Denver Broncos football team attorney here in Denver at the time. And we went up to the United States assistant attorney who had taken the case over Greg Goldberg. And he said, we're getting a lot of heat on this case. I don't know what's going on here, and I don't want to know. He said, you plead guilty to anything. I don't care. Pick a charge, any charge. I don't care which one. And you're out of here. So I pointed at something. I didn't even know what it was. It turned out to be dealing firearms without a license, which is it's a class 4 felony. I used to be the biggest machine gun and silencer dealer here in the state of Colorado with class 1, class 2, and class 3 NFA licenses. So this was a pretty much of a joke. But I pled guilty to that and, did all my time and everything. And I made up my mind that if the Clintons would ever get out of office and Hillary out of Secretary of State and everything, that I would break this story. And we did it last November 2017. And so we got the book. We've been selling it all around the world, doing interviews all around the world, and trying to get the story out and trying to enlighten people as to the depth. A lot of people know the deep state and the government's corrupt. They just don't know how far it goes. And so that's a brief overview of the story in the book, 700 pages. It's over multiple decades. And then any questions you have, you know, we can talk for hours about whatever. So...
Okay, we got about an hour and 20 minutes left of real time. It's less than that with the commercials.
Yeah, I just want to say one more thing I forgot. Judge Nottingham later on in 2007, after this case, the judge had to resign in a sex scandal with prostitutes. And this is a federal judge nominated by George Bush Sr. And, it was Denver Players owner Brenda Stewart. They had a strip club, and that was a front for their prostitution and drug rings, and the judge was caught red-handed in it. But, you know, since he was a federal judge, they just let him resign. If it had been me or you, Daniel, we'd have done prison time because they had him red-handed, credit card receipts and everything else. So the corruption in the Tenth Circuit Court is absolutely astounding, and it's controlled and steered by the CIA covertly. So we can talk about that, too, so whatever you need to.
Okay. Well, I'll just shoot questions at you, and you just succinctly answer them, and then if we go deeper, we'll go deeper. We'll just go. Perception of the world, perception of what's going on. Obviously, the idea that there is a deep state is getting into the public consciousness. I'm talking about America now. Is getting into America's consciousness. Describe a little bit. I mean, when you're involved in this, do you feel like you're untouchable? Are you operating on a world on your own? What is that like?
Well, you're definitely not untouchable. You're expendable. And all the ops, whatever they are, like the Murrah Building op or whatever it is in whatever country you're in, they're all compartmentalized. And you are told to need to know what you need to know to get a specific job done. And a lot of times there's other ops running parallel to the one you're in, or an umbrella op, as we call it, where there's multiple operations running side by side that you don't know about. And the CIA director or whoever's running the op, the principal, we call them, they know of what the big picture is. But you're always in danger, you're always at risk, and you're always expendable. And you always have to watch that you're not double-crossed from the inside.
Now, the connection seems to be this deep state to, I don't know, normal America or normal American government, whatever. I don't know what the word is. But the connection seems to be these certain players. And over the last 20, 30 years, the Clintons seem to be right at the top of that. You were involved with the Clintons, or at least at the same time, they're in MENA, Arkansas, involved with the drugs and what have you. The question people have a lot is Hillary Clinton really that bad? From your experience?
Well, she's evil. She's always on a quest for power. The truth never enters into her thinking. It's just whatever is expedient, whatever lie at the moment, to get that power. And they do that through deception and manipulation. And when she was running the Rose Law Firm with Hubble down there in Arkansas, I was over in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at Amoco Production Company as a research and petroleum geophysicist. That was my civilian front. You know, they have OCOs, official cover operatives, or NOCs, which are non-official cover, and that was my non-official cover. An official cover is something like a liaison of the State Department or press secretary to somebody or something, government cover. But I had a civilian cover, and we were directly involved in the operations there. In 1984, in February, Congress passed a Boland Amendment, which forbade us to put troops on the ground, basically, down in the regional conflict in Nicaragua. And we were supporting the Contras against the communist-backed Sandinistas with Daniel Ortega. And the Russians were bringing a lot of arms and stuff in there. They were moving drugs, too, just like the CIA was. But our part of the op was up here in the state. There was a three-layer, multi-nested operation. Centaur Rose was one of the code names, Rose for Rose Law Firm, and Jake Bridge and Screwworm. And the one I was in was Centaur Rose, and our job was to move weapons down to covertly support the Contras. President Reagan went around Congress after they passed the Boland Amendment and secretly ordered CIA directors to conduct these operations. And so they were illegal.
There's the music. Yeah, there's the music. On the other side, we'll continue right there with the operations. Centaur Rose, and we'll just continue with there. Cody Snodgrass, the book is Choosing the Light. We got to let you know how to get it also, because his site has been hacked. This is radioactive, ladies and gentlemen.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Cody Snodgrass. Cody, the movie came out a few years ago, Kit to Kill the Messenger, and also Made in America with Tom Cruise about Mena, Arkansas, about the CIA. If I were to tell you, or if I were to say that the CIA is the biggest drug dealer of illegal drugs in America, would that be accurate?
It's absolutely accurate, 100%. Now, I haven't seen that movie before. I have not seen that movie.
Yeah, you might want to check out Made in America, really, is about Mena. To Kill the Messenger is, or Kill the Messenger, I don't think it's To Kill the Messenger, but that's about the crack epidemic in L.A. that the CIA was running all the drugs there in L.A., running the crack. The biggest crack dealer in America was the CIA. What's the CIA's purpose from all these drugs? Obviously, money is part of it, but is it just money? Is it power? Is it diluting the American people? And talk about how they distribute it in their relationship with some of these gangs or front organizations.
Yeah, you're talking about the Ricky Moss situation there, and Gary Webb, the San Jose reporter.
Yes, Gary Webb. Yes.
Yeah, he wrote those articles about the Nicaraguans bringing the drugs in, and that was the CIA drugs. I have a friend named Mike Rupert. You might have heard of him. He was an LAPD narcotics detective that confronted the CIA director in public at a meeting out there in L.A. about Operation Amadeus and Pegasus. That's the one Chip Tatum was in, and other operatives, about moving the drugs through there. And it's all absolutely true. And, you know, when we say the CIA, you know, I have friends in the Inspector General's office, or used to be, and they've had dinner here in my house, you know, from CIA. And these are really good people. They try to get to the truth. They try to do their jobs. You can't say a blanket thing, you know, like the CIA. I want to make that clear, because there are a lot of really good, stand-up, good-hearted people that are doing their job in there. And there's also the black operations, you know, where they do the drugs worldwide, like all that heroin from Afghanistan, you know, the opium. I mean, 2017 is the biggest crop in the history of the world. Where do you think that all went, and how do you think it was moved, you know? We're being fed so many lies and so much deceit over so many decades that it's hard to, you know, crack this onion and start peeling back the layers. But my friend Mike Rupert was 20 years in LAPD, and he saw it all firsthand. He told me that when they would bust lower-level dealers on the street, you know, they'd make them a deal, and then they'd try to move up to the big fish. And oftentimes they get to the big fish, and there was a CIA person inside the LAPD that oversaw the drug bust. And when it was the CIA's drugs, you know, this guy would tell them, lay off. You know, don't bust these guys. Bust the other guys, because that's competition. And so they are the biggest drug dealer, and the biggest arms dealers, too. But like I said, it's not everybody in the CIA. It's just certain elements, like General Richard Secord and Ted Shackley, you know, from Vietnam fame, you know, and then they went to Costa Rica. They were responsible for moving a lot of the China White heroin that came in from Southeast Asia over there in the Golden Triangle.
Let me interject here. Is it fair to say there's almost two parts to the CIA, the front CIA and then a dark black CIA,
right,
and somewhere they interface? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, there's a, what we call vanilla and black, you know, the standard vanilla ops or standard ops that people do in their jobs, and then they have directorates and operations, you know, where they conduct black operations. And there's a need for that kind of security, but the problem we have, Daniel, in our country is that so much of these operations and crimes are hidden under national security, and they're actually crimes. And that's why they're hidden. They don't want to get caught, and they don't want the American people knowing what they're doing, like the Clintons were doing in Arkansas down there. They were moving across.
What's the purpose of all the drugs? What's the purpose of all, besides money, is it, are they trying to destroy the moral? I mean, is there satanic? I've heard other people come on and say there's a satanic aspect to this where they're trying to erode the morality of the American people, or really the people of the world. But is there something more than just money and power here? What is it?
Well, there are spiritual aspects of it, too, where if you get someone addicted to heroin or crack cocaine or methamphetamine or whatever major drug, it does lower your consciousness down to a low level where all you do is crave that drug. And it keeps you down in your lower ego state where your mind's fragmented, you're fearful, you're
afraid. The reptilian brain.
It's a reptilian brain thing. And so that's one aspect of it. But I would say the biggest aspect of it, of course, is money. They don't have to go to Congress and get appropriated money, because Congress is going to want to know what the money's spent for and everything else. And like the Operation Centaur Rose I was in down with the Clintons, they washed the money through the Rose Law Firm, through the Whitewater Real Estate with Jim and Susan McDougal, and through the Worthington Bank, and the BCCI Bank and all that stuff in the Caymans. So that money was black ops money, which was used to fund Centaur Rose, Jade Bridge, Screwworm, and another, a whole bunch of other operations down in South and Central America. One of my girlfriends, Daniel, had dinner with Pablo Escobar at one point, and I've been all down through there, and the drug operations with the cocaine and all that stuff's amazing stuff down there. We're being lied to on a big scale. That's the bottom line.
Okay, I'm starting to get, not agitated, I don't know what the word is when I hear these type of things. I'm just going to put it to you. And the Clintons, and this isn't a Democrat Republic thing, please do not send me emails about this. But obviously the Clintons seem to be the focal point of so much. They're the front man, whatever, of this black op or the connect, I don't know, whatever the word is, they're right in it. We saw the Clintons dead to rights on that Whitewater scandal. We've seen bodies upon bodies line up right past them like they're in line to give out free candy or something, like Halloween line or something. We've seen them almost untouchable. We've seen Trump promise to drain the swamp. We haven't seen the swamp drained at all. Are these people, is it almost so entrenched in our government and in everything that it's almost impossible to get them out? I mean, what are we looking at here?
Well, what you're looking at is fronts for the deep state. I believe when John Kennedy was assassinated November 22nd of 63, that was actually a coup. The Lee Harvey Oswald thing doesn't wash. And then they had a spate of political assassinations, Martin Luther King, his brother Robert Kennedy, and so forth. And they gradually, the shadow government took over. And President Eisenhower warned us about that in his farewell speech about the military-industrial complex. And it's gotten big and so powerful that the people like the Bushes and the Clintons, they are crime syndicate families, and they're hiding behind legitimate positions in government, like the presidency or Hillary as Secretary of State or so forth. They operate their crime networks that intermingle with arms dealing, drug dealing, banks, Lockheed Martin, Boeing. It's huge. It's like an octopus. And they're just the front people, the cover-up artists, for this bigger, deeper shadow government or deep state.
Okay. Now, we'll get back to that. I'm going to ask you a very pointed question. There was a rumor that New York, when they busted Anthony Weiner, that on his computer was a file called life insurance. On that file, supposedly, there's a rumor that we're hearing, and maybe true, you may add some, that there was Hillary Clinton was on there doing things to children and actually killing and eating children on that. I mean, what do you know about Clintons and pedophilia? Seconds.
Well, on the tape that I made back on April 22nd of 99, when I was at ATF agent Butler's undercover residence for the ATF and DEA, I talked about that very thing. I talked about Kathy O'Brien.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.